With the coach, Mike, we made this. We're on the road once again, taking your youngsters behind the scenes of what it's like being a major league ball player. And I got the man here, B-Lo. How about that? Just fine. Now, we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes of what it's like being a major league ball player. So what has this major league experience been like for you?
It's a dream come true. It's what I've wanted to do, I think, since I was about 5 years old. And it's a lot of work to get here and stay here, but, you know, it is everything I ever could ask for.
You know, I used to coach college baseball, scouted for five major league teams. And kids look at you guys and they think that you get to the big leagues, get drafted, and you're in the big leagues the next day. What kind of dues do you have to pay?
Oh, man, it's a grind. You know, there's a reason there's all these websites out there, you know, minor league grinders and stuff like that. I mean, it's not pretty. It's not a whole lot of fun, but, you know, you come out with some incredible memories about, you know, what you've kind of gone through. You go through some of the trenches, and, you know, it's tough living. It's tough days, and but it's that kind of stuff that you do. You know, you love the game, and, you know, everybody has the same dream of making it to this level. And, you know, when you make it to this level, everything is everything's forgotten about and cleared out, man, because it is a different experience.
In minor league, you don't get no five-star hotels?
Oh, no. My minor league, I lived in a three-bedroom apartment with six guys. So it's not fun. It's not pretty, but, you know, those are stories that will live with me for the rest of my life.
I think Torrey Hunter talked about peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
Every day before the game. It's either that or like a hot dog. And it's not quite the nutrition plan that we have up here, but it really pushes you to see how much you really love playing this game.
You go from that to get to the big leagues, and you got a chef in here that you order your meal before what you want.
It is an adjustment period, man. I got called up from AAA, and, you know, I was always one. I went in the training room after the game, ice bath, all that kind of stuff. And in the minor leagues, all the food's gone. So I'd get done. I ended up having to start, you know, tipping our clubbies a little bit more. I'm like, hey, man, like, plate, when the food comes out, would you make me a plate? So I have food at the end of the game. And my first day I got called up, I did the same routine. You know, ice bath, did some work after the game, walked into the food room, and it was like the white rice was out. And I was like, oh, man, we're out of white rice? And the guy looked at me and was like, oh, we're out, and pulled up this whole new tray and plopped it down. And I was like, oh, yeah, I made it. This is different. It's exactly that, man. You're fighting for yourself, and, you know, you got to make sure that you take care of yourself first and foremost. I mean, you're not making great money. You're not eating the best food, but it tests you to be up here and play on this stage and get taken care of the way that we do.
So you got to have a deep love for this game.
Deep love and an insane work ethic, man. It tests you every step of the way.
So, you know, I've always told my guys about getting discovered. I mean, what did you do to get yourself on the maps with the scouts?
Play baseball. And that was the biggest thing. And, you know, I was undersized every step of the way. High school, everybody always told me you need to get bigger. You know, every college coach told me that you got to get bigger. Every pro scout said the same thing. And thankfully, was given a chance to go play at Maryland, and, you know, I didn't squander that chance by going out and partying and stuff like that. Man, it was
every night.
Yeah, I mean, you have your fun going into college. I'm not gonna tell anybody lies like that, but. You know, I did everything I could. I put on 20 pounds and I got into college. Another 15 or 20 once I got drafted because I was still too small. So, I mean, it's just stuff like that you got to really take care of yourself and understand what you got to do.
Sound like you've been hanging out with coach. All right, let me ask you these last two questions. I don't want to hold you too long. I mean, who were some of your mentors along the way in this game?
I'd say the biggest one coming through, and he still tries to be it to this day, is my dad. My dad was a pitcher. He pitched at a D3 college in New York, and essentially just taught me everything that he hated seeing as a pitcher, and I still use a lot of that stuff today. And then my agency, Hunter Bledsoe, the group that I have with that, and they have really transformed the way that I play the game, and, you know, really helped me become a big leaguer.
All right, let me ask you this last question. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. You get that call as you go into the big leagues. walk in the locker room for the very first time, see your uniform hanging up, what was that feeling like?
It was incredible. It was the first day of Christmas, the best day of Christmas that you could ever ask for, and probably the most nerve-wracking day that you could have asked for as well. I mean, it's you kind of have these expectations when you get called up, but don't do what I did, and don't let those expectations get too big. You know, it's the same game you know and love, and just get up and play your game.
Coach, shake you behind the scenes with the man. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot.